Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The American Psychological Association has created a task force that is promoting non-monogamous, quote, marriage, or non-monogamy in general, meaning that you can have multiple partners, and they believe that this is normal, and they want to normalize it. We're going to be talking about the APA Task Force on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of Christian Civil Rights Watch, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is really shocking, but again, it's sort of not shocking because it's the American Psychological Association. It's the same association that back in the 1970s declassified homosexuality as a mental disorder, not because of science, but because of pressure during a conference they were conducting in San Francisco, California. We'll talk about that, but here, what they've recently done, Matt, they've created a task force, and this task force is dominated by people who self-identify as LGBT. And what they're saying is that they want to normalize, quote, consensual non-monogamous relationships. Now, they call this CNM, and they specifically say, and this is shocking, that this so-called consensual non-monogamy includes polygamy, polyamory, which is group sexual relations, including swinging, and much more. It is absolutely another sign that the APA has long since its inception lost its way.
Lost its way. They're actively pushing an agenda that is counter-moral, that is, you know, unfettered sexual license. I'm remembered of the great book, if you've ever read it, written by the late Judge Robert H. Bork, Slouching Towards Gomorrah, Modern Liberalism and American Decline. So we're no longer slouching towards Gomorrah. We are, the APA at least, is smack in the middle of it.
And of course, as you mentioned earlier, their MO is not to use scientific research. For example, this task force is basing its research on the Kinsey Institute research. And we all know about Kinsey, the sex addict who did all that horrible, horrible sexual experiments on infants and used child rapists, sex offenders, prisoners, prostitutes, pedophiles, and pederasts as people they documented their research on.
Yeah, so here's a quote from this task force. It's called the Task Force on Consensual Non-Monogamy. Again, this is the American Psychological Association that has over, what they say, 110,000 members. And this is a quote from them. We're not making this up. It says that the task force, quote, is designed to promote, quote, promote awareness and inclusivity about consensual non-monogamy and diverse expressions of intimate relationships. Listen to this. These include, but are not limited to, people who practice polyamory, open relationships, swinging, relationship anarchy, and other types of ethical non-monogamous relationships.
So they qualify it as ethical. And boy, I'd sure like to see but what the not limited to represents.
Yeah. It's amazing that they actually use relationship anarchy. We've called these people
sexual
anarchists because that's what they're doing. They're trying to just create anarchy within human relationships, marriage and gender, just complete anarchy. Just complete destruction. And now they actually say that that's what they want to do. They want to promote relationship anarchy. What in the world is relationship anarchy? That to me is destructive of a relationship. They're trying to suggest that, and this is what Kinsey wanted to do back in the 40s and 50s. They're trying to say that having a relationship that's non-monogamous, multiple partners. And when they refer to polyamory, you may not have heard that word. It's different than polygamy. Polygamy is, for example, one man with multiple wives or vice versa. a single gender with multiple other genders in that relationship. Polyamory is a group. Yes, a group. A group of males and females all having a group relationship.
Mm.
And I don't mean just a fraternity or a sorority. I'm talking about group sexual relationships. That's what polyamory is.
Yeah.
And they're actually promoting swinging. This is people who are in a relationship, say marriage, and they come to different parties and they swap each other's partners. They're promoting this as normal. And they say that monogamy is actually not good.
Yeah. Here's where they have gone. Let's park on that term relationship anarchy for a second. Anarchy is defined as a state of disorder due to absence or non-recognition of authority. Who's the authority? God. Here are some synonyms: mutiny, disorganization, chaos, tumult, mayhem. So they're promoting relationship mayhem, relationship rebellion, relationship disorder. Well, we've always said that they promote sexual disorder, such as the radical LGBTQ, LMNOP, whatever it is, agenda. Here they are openly admitting that they are promoting sexual anarchy. It's jaw-dropping.
Yeah, I mean, they've taken what God has created between one man and one woman in a relationship, in a marriage, and then now we're adding all these adjectives to it to try to justify their sexual perversion, their sexual cravings. And you look at the research, I mean, we go back to Kinsey, and all that stuff he did was just perverted and terrible. It was like he should have been behind bars for doing this, I believe. And now they're basing their research, the APA, which so many courts are quoting and using as credible evidence, they're basing their evidence on this perversion.
Yeah. And, you know, Psychology Today, other publications, Psy.org, they've all picked up this task force and they promote it as though it's something wonderful. Kinsey, back in the 40s and 50s, he was a sexual pervert. He hated God, and he wanted to destroy the very concept of God in people's minds. He wanted to destroy Judeo-Christian morality and marriage, and that was the best way, he thought, to destroy the concept of God. You destroy Judeo-Christian morality, the notion of right and wrong, moral compass, and marriage, and you ultimately destroy in people's minds who God is. So he ultimately created a book, about men in the 1948, and then women, 1953. And in the books, he tried to suggest the idea that people are sexual beings from birth. That's right, from birth. And that even in one of his books, Table 34, he ultimately has a chart. It's shocking. The chart speaks for itself. I won't even talk about what is in that chart. But if you search for it, Alfred Kinsey, Table 34. It's in his book. He put it in his book. And he has a chart that talks about sexual episodes over a 24-hour period. And he has a two-year-old in that. Yes, a two-year-old. So that means that an adult was manipulating this two-year-old for 24 hours.
It documents violent child rape and then categorizes it as a good and helpful and fruitful and healthy thing for the child.
He never had a statistician. He had people in his presence and also in the sexology clinic that was started, that began in San Francisco. They were encouraged. They were essentially, there's a book. It's unbelievable that it was ever published. But it's all the people engaging in all different kinds of relationships. And they were saying that if you had any reservation about anything, then you've got some moral blockage and you're not being objective. He ultimately died of sexually transmitted diseases, a horrible situation for him. Yeah. And this is the guy that they're trying to promote. This is the American Psychological Association. Understand that these entities, they come out with these statements on counseling on this issue, and the media picks it up because it's the APA. This has become a perverted organization that has nothing to do with science or research and everything to do with, what they've said in their own words, relationship anarchy, destroying what God created in His image, you and I in His image, and the relationship between a husband and a wife as moms and dads, as the foundation blocks, building blocks of society that raise children to understand their responsibilities, but also their relationship with our Lord. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We'll continue to speak the truth. lc.org, stand with us as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved.